USA Radio News.
The weather delaying plans to vaccinate more Americans against the coronavirus. President Biden in Michigan yesterday at a Pfizer vaccine plant as the delivery of 6 million doses is held up by extreme weather across most of the country. Overall, Biden says he likes the pace of vaccine distribution, especially considering what he calls a slow start.
My predecessors, my mother would say, God love them, failed to order enough vaccines, failed to mobilize the effort to administer the shots, failed to set up vaccine centers. That changed the moment we took office.
Biden believes his administration is still on track to administer 100 million vaccine doses in his first 100 days. Meanwhile, the House Budget Committee yesterday releasing details of Biden's COVID relief bill. The $2 trillion bill includes a $15 an hour minimum wage, $1,400 stimulus checks, extending unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden planning to visit Texas soon following a massive storm. Biden also says yesterday he'll sign a major disaster declaration for the state. Meanwhile, many Texas residents facing sticker shock as they see their new heating bills. One provider's prices soar from $50 per megawatt hour to $9,000 per megawatt hour. NASA is sharing what it calls exhilarating pictures of Mars as taken by the rover Perseverance that landed Thursday. The pictures show the rover descending to its landing spot in a crater. Former astronaut Mike Massimino tells NBC News we're going to be learning a lot about Mars in the years to come.
The idea of sending people to Mars, I think that's what this in some ways is all about. You know, there's a lot of understanding our planet as well by looking at Mars, understanding how our solar system formed, looking for other signs of life. Answering questions not only about Mars but Earth, but also paving the way for people to go there.
The rover will undergo some maintenance checks this weekend and take more pictures, including a panorama. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A deadly Air Force training mission. Two pilots killed in a jet crash Friday in Alabama near Montgomery. The jet based out of Mississippi. No word on the pilots' identities or what happened. Ford issuing a recall because of faulty airbag deployment canisters. Lance Pry has more.
Ford is recalling more than 150,000 vehicles in North America, saying faulty airbags that can explode and hurl shrapnel. The dangerous devices contain the volatile chemical ammonium nitrate, which creates a small explosion to inflate the airbags. However, the chemical can deteriorate over time in high heat and humidity, causing the metal canister that encases it to explode. Many Ford models are involved, mainly from the years 2004 through 2012. Owners of the affected vehicles will be notified next month. You may also contact Ford for more information. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A famous couple splitting up. USA's Wendy King has the dirt.
Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West. TMZ reports that Kardashian is seeking joint custody of their four children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Both are abiding by a prenuptial agreement. Kim's reality series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, ends its 20th season this year. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Two cryptocurrencies hitting new highs Saturday in Asian trading. Bitcoin now at over $56,600, up 92% this year. Ether now at over $2,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.